quality product from Californian Beverages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The Hot FM main news.
Good evening, the news bulletin at 18 hours, the headlines. Catholic bishops back Archbishop Bamba over DEC summons. Fed member condemns U.S. military attack on Venezuela. And in international news, Maduro and wife heading to New York, says Trump.
The Hot FM News with Mwanza Mwanakaoma.
And now the news in detail. The Zambia Conference of Catholic Bishops has expressed unwavering solidarity with Archbishop Alec Banda and all Catholic faithful in the country amidst ongoing attacks on the church's mission and leadership. The bishops have condemned the summoning of Archbishop Banda by the Drug Enforcement Commission scheduled for Monday, 5th January 2026. In a statement, ZCCB President Most Reverend Ignatius Chama said the action is an attempt to suppress Archbishop Banda's voice as a shepherd of the Archdiocese of Lusaka and as a member of the ZCCB, noting that he has faced consistent name-calling. He describes it as an abuse of authority for the ruling party to use state machinery against an individual because of his stance on national governance and his efforts to hold the government accountable. Most Reverend Chama has emphasized that the Catholic Church has long stood as a beacon of faith, justice and service to the people of Zambia. He has added that as attempts are made to silence the church's prophetic voice and undermine its pastoral mission, the church's role in defending truth, justice, and human dignity cannot be diminished or suppressed. Police in Lusaka have launched investigations into the suspected murder of a 29-year-old woman who was found dead under unclear circumstances in Kalingalinga compound. Police spokesperson Godfrey Chilavi says police received a report today around 5:36 hours from a 68-year-old man of Kalingalinga compound who reported that his niece, Dorcas Chimaso, had been found dead at a house within the compound. He says police officers visited the scene and found the body lying outside with signs suggesting possible assault. Mr. Chilavi has more details.
Police officers visited the scene and found the body lying outside. The body showed signs of possible assault. The exact time of death is currently unknown. The body has been deposited at the University Hospital mortuary pending a post-mortem examination to determine the cause of death. Police suspect foul play and appealing to anyone with information that could assist in the ongoing investigation to come forward.
Socialist Party President Dr. Fred Membe has condemned the United States military attack on Venezuela and the capture of that country's president. In a statement, Dr. Membe has described the actions as a flagrant violation of international law, United Nations Charter, and an assault on Venezuelan sovereignty. He has stated that the attacks launched in the early hours of today targeted both military installations and civilian areas in and around Caracas, as well as the neighboring states of Miranda, Aragua, and La Guayra. Dr. Membe has since called on progressive governments worldwide and all peace-loving people to condemn what he describes as illegal military aggression against Venezuela. All People's Congress leader Nelson Nsonyi has expressed disappointment with the state of the opposition in the country ahead of the August elections. Mr. Nsonyi has advised opposition leaders to unite and set aside personal ambitions in favor of a collective national objective, urging them to agree on one presidential candidate if meaningful regime change is to be achieved. He says he is disappointed by the high levels of fragmentation within the opposition at a critical time for the country. Mr. Msoni adds that the country has never witnessed a situation where so many individuals want to contest the presidency at the same time, warning that this could weaken the opposition's chance.
It is sad and depressing to see a number of colleagues putting themselves forward towards the president at a critical time like this, and just the idea of failing to build the consensus and choose one person to become president. What's so difficult about that? I can assure you that with the number of candidates that we have being forms of president, the majority are doomed. We may not effect regime change with this kind of fragmentation and senseless political ambition. Political ambition must serve purpose. Political ambition for the sake of political ambition serves no one's interest, not even the people you purport to want to represent. Can we get this thing in order by ensuring that we pick a leadership or a leader that is able to offer a leadership that will deliver to our people?
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
The Cotton Board of Zambia says 100,000 farmers have registered to plant cotton in the 2025-2026 farming season. This represents an increase from the 2024 to 2025 season, which recorded 80,000 farmers cultivating the crop. Speaking to Hot FM News, board member Koman Ngambi has disclosed that only 5 ginners have been registered and issued with certificates to operate in the cotton sector, while 3 have been dropped for failing to meet the required standards. Mr. Ngambi adds that more than 111,000 hectares of land will be cultivated during this period.
The total hectareage, which is 111,731 hectares for the whole country, exactly. When there are only 5 companies, by the way. So we have 3 which have dropped out. Oh. And out of this, again, we have 102,045 farmers registered. There are 5 companies which have been awarded certificate to operate this season.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The top international news.
Venezuelan President Maduro and his wife are traveling to New York after being captured by the U.S., Donald Trump has told Fox News. The U.S. president adds the pair have been indicted in New York and will travel to the States via helicopter and ship. Trump says they killed many people, including numerous Americans, as well as people in their own country. The BBC has more.
President Trump says the United States has captured President Nicolas Maduro following large-scale strike against Venezuela. In a social media post, Mr. Trump said the Venezuelan leader and his wife had been flown out of the country. The Venezuelan Vice President, Delcy Rodriguez, said she didn't know where Mr. Maduro was and demanded the U.S. provide immediate proof that he and his wife were still alive. Large explosions have hit Caracas. The Venezuelan government has condemned the attacks as a colonial war. Venezuela has called for an emergency meeting of the United Nations Security Council to discuss the U.S. raid. The president of neighboring Colombia, Gustavo Petro, has expressed profound concern. Russia and Cuba, both close allies of Venezuela, have condemned the attack, with Moscow describing it as deeply concerning. Argentina's president, Javier Milei, welcomed the U.S. intervention. In other news, Saudi-backed forces in Yemen say they've taken control of a number of locations in Hadramaut, a large border province. Reports quoting witnesses suggest they've entered the regional capital, Makallah. The move comes just days after southern separatists, supported by the UAE, announced plans for an independent referendum.
This sports news is brought to you by MTN.
The Hot FM Sports News.
And in sports news, Agulha Stars FC has announced that 17-year-old striker Wellington Mumba has signed his first professional contract to the club. Mumba, a talented goal scorer, has been promoted from the under-17 squad to the senior team, marking a major milestone in his football career. Club Media Officer Charles Halwindi says...